Stephanie Garlick is fighting hunger. She's volunteering at the Capital Area Food Bank in Washington, doing what she can to help the less fortunate.
There's so much depression, and so many people are struggling with hard economic times and other issues, and giving of yourself just a little bit of time, helping other people, really lifts your spirit.
Stephanie is one of 18,000 volunteers who give their time so the organization can distribute food to 500,000 children, seniors, and families with single parents. Volunteers help save the agency more than $2 million in operating costs a year. Matt Crawford directs the volunteers.
We work with people every single day of the week. Whether the sorting of food that comes in and donations is sort of our bread and butter, that's where we work with most of our volunteers.
To mark the federal holiday honoring the late civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., President Obama is asking Americans to participate in service projects.
To remind America of the fierce urgency of now.
Before he was assassinated in 1968, Dr. King was leading what he called the Poor People's Campaign, an effort to alleviate poverty and hunger across the country. Nancy Roman is president of the Capital Area Food Bank.
And I thank President Obama for his call, and we join proudly in that call. But we absolutely need individuals and civil society to join in the fight, because it's a big problem, and really when we all pull together, that's when we're most likely to be able to end hunger.
Members of Delta Sigma Theta sorority are doing what they can to help people and communities in need. For the last century, the 260,000-member public service sorority and the nation's largest African-American women's organization has been involved in countless service projects. Francine Blake from Ohio says community service is a lifetime commitment for this sorority.
We serve the community, not just on the local level, not just on the national level, but also on the international level. We have now given scholarships to millions of young ladies to go to school, and also young men.
The sorority will be serving others on the MLK holiday. Public service organizations hope a national day of service will encourage more people to volunteer in community projects throughout the year. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.